There's a rule of thumb for authors. Write what you know. And what author Elin Harris knew was life as a gay black man in America.
15 years ago, when I wrote Invisible Life, everybody thought I had created something new, when in fact, you know, it's probably been going on since the beginning of time.
That's Harris on NPR's Tell Me More with Michelle Martin in March. And it turned out to be his final interview on our network. He died last Thursday. On Tell Me More, he talked about his first novel, Invisible Life, written in 1994. The book introduced readers to the world of men on the down low, that is, pretending to be heterosexual while carrying on secret homosexual relationships. The book made him an overnight success. Harris found fans in young black professionals, many of them women. He tackled the issues of HIV and AIDS, and he didn't hesitate to put homosexuality in places where it's most taboo, like churches and locker rooms. His last published work, Basketball Jones, focused on the kept and secret boyfriend of a pro athlete. That storyline was inspired by an unusual request.
About 3 years ago, I got a call from a representative of, he said, a current NBA star who was thinking about coming out and wanted to talk to me before doing this, and would I be available? And I said, sure. And so I carried my phone around for about 3 weeks, you know, waiting for this call, and the call never came. And I just started to think how the conversation could have gone, what advice I could have offered this young man, and just what was going on in his world.
By then, Harris had written 10 New York Times bestsellers, but he still couldn't figure out why the basketball player would come to him for advice.
I don't know why me. You know, maybe because I'm one of the most visible out black gay men, but, you know, I don't know a lot about what his situation would have been like. His situation would have been totally different from mine.
And yet, as his mainstream success grew, Harris seemed to lose support from the black gay community.
I found out from reading the blogs that a lot of gay men had, black gay men had abandoned me 3 or 4 books ago because they thought I was writing for women and not necessarily showing them in the best light, in the sense that most of my characters are good looking and wealthy and what have you, and a lot of their lives are not like that. The mere fact that I'm so mainstream has seemed to hurt my popularity with the people that I started to write these books for.
But Harris never stopped writing. He had 2 more books in the works, with no plans of slowing down.
I got so many ideas. I feel so fortunate and so blessed to be able to do this and to still do it with such excitement. This is really, really exciting to wake up in the morning or when in the evening and all times during the day and want to go back to my characters.
Author Elin Harris in his last interview with NPR. He died on Thursday at the age of 54.